This here is a remarkable,
Welcome to the Wedding of Distinction podcast, a program for the unique bride and groom. The Wedding of Distinction is a concept where brides and grooms want something better, not just your average wedding. We have the tools to make that happen. Now, here's your host, Mike Fornino.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike. You are listening to the Wedding of Distinction. Proud to say, now on Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcast, and iTunes. Please subscribe and tell people planning weddings all about our program. When I started out as a wedding DJ back in the 80s, I know, it's a long time ago, it was very rare to have a wedding ceremony on site at the venue. Most people were married in the church. Not to get controversial, but I do see less and less weddings happening inside the church these days. This means on-site ceremonies are plentiful. Many venues have beautiful setups and provisions made for a gorgeous wedding ceremony. And then there's also the convenience for your guests to stay right on property and seamlessly move into the reception. Being that Catholic priests will not perform the ceremony outside of the church, many couples will turn to a justice of the peace to perform the ceremony duties. This can be a confusing area, as many couples don't understand everything involved. Today, on the program, I speak with JP Shelley Armatino. She's a professional justice of the peace operating in my market of Connecticut. We have personally worked with Shelley before, and I think she does a fabulous job. So I called her up on the Zoom line today to get some insight as to why you should say yes to the JP. Hey, it's Mike Fornino. I have Shelley Armatino on the program today. Shelley is a professional justice of the peace here in the Connecticut market. Hi, Shelley. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing, considering everything, I am doing quite well. We're going to hit on some very important topics. Many people, it seems to be a gray area. A lot of couples getting married, they don't really know all of the ins and the outs of a justice of the peace and their role. And so I've got a professional here, and we're going to talk justice of the peace today. So Shelley, what is the definition of a JP? What's expected of your services? What do you actually do for your couples, for the bride and the groom setting up for their wedding?
Okay, so a justice of the peace is an appointed position. It authorizes you to join couples in marriage in all of Connecticut. So that's all 169 cities/towns. It's a 4-year term. And as a matter of fact, it runs along the elections for, you know, the presidential elections. And obviously, we all know that 2020 is an election year. So many towns have specific ordinances and charters, you know, provisions governing a justice of the peace, which each political party writing its own rules about who gets appointed. And, you know, talk to your town chair or your town clerk for specifics. But it is an election year. So if anybody was interested in doing that.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, you know, I think people aren't aware of how you get appointed for a justice of the peace. And there's a lot of different rules and regulations. And many decide, oh, that looks easy. I'm just going to become a justice of the peace. And actually, it's not. So there's certain rules in Connecticut where who can marry couples in Connecticut. So you have to be a justice of the peace. You can be a judge. You know, there are certain rules that Connecticut has that other states do not.
Obviously, this advice, everything we're talking about is geared for our home state of Connecticut, and that it does change state by state, that you are a licensed justice of the peace here in Connecticut. Some of the advice that you're giving today will be appropriate for other states and some not. So each person, if you're listening to this program outside of the state of Connecticut, find out what the rules and regulations are for your state governing the justice of the peace and their services.
Correct.
As far as services, a bride and groom, they come to you and they say, Shelley, we'd like to have you do our wedding. What services are you providing for that couple?
So as a justice of the peace, I will actually like to have an in-person, you know, interview. It's not really, you know, a question and answer of, you know, compatibility. So I meet with a couple. I get a bunch of information. You know, I have a questionnaire that I discuss with them. We talk about, you know, if they have any customs, any religious preferences or non-religious preferences, you know, if they're going to write their own vows. You know, we get to know one another and kind of establish a personal relationship, because I feel like if you're going to be with this couple, at the end of the day, when you're at the ceremony, It's just you three up there. No matter how many guests you have, there could be 10, 20, 200, 500. But, you know, everybody needs to be comfortable. It's already a nerve-wracking day, and I feel as though the ceremony sets the tone of how the rest of the day is going to go.
Oh, no doubt. And the license and town hall, whose responsibility is that? Is that the couple's responsibility, or does the justice of the peace obtain those documents?
Well, here in Connecticut, the couple will need to go to the town hall, and you can get some of the information online. But, you know, usually when I meet with couples, I like to give them the licensing information, and sometimes, or most of the time, I'll have the forms ready for them. Give them a little bit of education about what the rules and laws are here in Connecticut, which, you know, currently it's a little bit different. The governor signed an executive order, but typically you would go to the town hall, bring your photo identification, obtain the license. And I like to get the license at least a week before the ceremony. And once we do have that, yeah, I don't want the last minute everybody running around and you know, looking for their license on that day. There's already enough to do. So it's the responsibility of the Justice of the Peace to sign the license. The rule is you have to obtain the license in the town that you're getting married in. It's our responsibility to execute the license, and I like to hand deliver if it's local. And then the couple is allowed to get a copy of the license after that, once gotcha. It's registered with the town clerk.
Gotcha. All right. So as a professional wedding DJ, and as someone who does sound and audio for wedding ceremonies all the time, I've noticed a trend that's been happening recently. I guess it's become very easy and almost casual to go online and obtain a license to be a JP and perform a wedding ceremony. And I have to imagine there are all kinds of legalities and problems that you could run into. But at many of the weddings that I've been doing the last few years, I've seen the groomsman, maybe a best man, a member of the family, an uncle, somebody who's not a professional do the wedding ceremony. And I'm sure it could be sentimental, but in many cases, they were very nervous. They were shaking. They were not good readers. You could see that they were not comfortable in that situation. So why is it not a good idea to have a family member or a friend do the wedding ceremony?
Well, I mean, I like to look at it this way. When you're planning your wedding, would you trust ordering your wedding cake from a person who's never baked one before? So I believe, you know, I know couples that have friends and family members who they believe are the life of the party, or have good speaking skills and can really work a room. What they fail to realize is that they know nothing about the operations of a wedding ceremony, a rehearsal, or officiating, especially when things do not run as smooth and they're looking at the DJ, which I'm sure you've received that look before.
Oh yeah.
And they're looking at, you know, the crowd, and those few minutes, a moment of silence with 150 pairs of eyes glaring at you can seem like an eternity. So, you know, I just don't think it's a good idea. You know, the problem is, you know, are they going to actually perform the ceremony and do it well and engage in the crowd, you know, have everyone's attention? As far as writing personalized ceremony script, you know, is that going to occur? Also, you know, the state of Connecticut allows online ordainments. So they're just considered an online ordainment, and, you know, there's certain rules for that. But also, you know, the responsibility of filing the marriage license, is that going to be done properly? You know, there's certain changes that occur at town halls and that they need to be up on. And I don't think that if you are going to, you know, just be performing a ceremony for a friend, that these things are going to be paid attention to.
All right. And how many services can you estimate that you've done over the years in your career as a JP?
Well, I've been doing this. This is my third term, so that's 12 years. Mm-hmm. I actually really didn't get into it too much until the last 4 years. So I would say, you know, I do have a full-time job that I work at during the day, but this is something that I love to do. And I have performed maybe, I try to cap it around 30 a year.
Are there any legal, in the state of Connecticut, are there any legal pitfalls to obtaining your certificate, you know, as a JP, an online service that you have to go through in order to get it? Are there any legal pitfalls to the couple by doing it that way?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, in other states, I've found that online certifications or online ordainments are something that they have annulled. These marriages. And, you know, in Connecticut, you are better off, and not just because I do this, using a justice of the peace, because it's an appointed position. They can at any time, and there may be some kind of things going in Congress right now that these kinds of ordainments are going to, you know, like Connecticut's going to follow suit of other states. So New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, you run the risk of not only, you know, using someone who is not well-versed or is not going to give you the experience that you're looking for your wedding day, but you also run the risk of, you know, the ceremony and your marriage of not being valid at some point. I mean, I'm sure they'll, you know, let us know, you know, when that's going to happen, if and when. You know, other states have annulled the marriages, but I don't think Connecticut's going to do that. There isn't any case law that states that there will be. But I just, for me, you know, I tend to tell couples, you know, it's all well and good if you'd like to do that. However, there may be something coming in the future that says that, you know, your marriage, you know, may not be valid.
Good advice, definitely. So, Shelley, I see a lot on Instagram. Your couples with holding the sign, we said yes to the JP. How can couples who are looking for a justice of the peace for their ceremony get in contact with you and find out about your services?
They can find me on, I'm on social media and Instagram. They can find me at JP_of_CT or Married by Shelley. I have a website, www.jpofct.com, and they can contact me from there. I'd like for couples to always take a look and see, you know, what my style is, because I believe that's important as well. You know, I have to have a great connection with your clients. You know, I may not be for everyone, so take a look at my style, contact me, and then we'll schedule an in-person meeting from there.
That sounds great. Shelley Armatino, Justice of the Peace in Connecticut, thank you for your time today on the Wedding of Distinction. I appreciate it very much. Stay well, stay safe.
You as well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. This here is a
remarkable The Wedding of Distinction podcast is a production of Music in Motion Entertainment. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized publication of this program is strictly prohibited. For the Wedding of Distinction podcast, I'm Mike Vincent. Happy wedding planning, everybody. Come on.